This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Until yesterday, no one outside the small Russian city of Tver had heard of the Baikal Finance Group. But today, Baikal is known the world over as a multi-billion dollar company and suddenly one of Russia's largest energy producers. Baikal was the victor in yesterday's auction of Yukos Oil's largest production facility. The auction is widely seen as a Kremlin-led effort to destroy a company associated with a political rival. As NPR's Adam Davidson reports, Russia's move could hurt the country's economy as well as its international reputation.
It's unusual for the State Department spokesman to publicly condemn a business deal in another country. But Richard Boucher made the administration's views clear today when he spoke about the auction of Yukos' main oil production facility.
We think the case is eroded. Russia's reputation as a place to do business and eroded confidence in Russia's legal and judicial institutions.
Yukos filed for bankruptcy in a U.S. court last week in order to stop the auction. The presiding judge issued a restraining order preventing several Russian companies from bidding on Yukos' assets. But Russian authorities went ahead with the auction anyway. The winning bid was submitted by Baikal Finance Group, widely seen as a recently created shell company. Many observers say the shell company was created in order to allow some well-connected Russian business people to circumvent the judge's order. But no one can figure out what company Baikal is a shell for. The Itar-Tass news agency discovered that Baikal shares its legal address with a subsidiary of Gazprom, the company directly ordered by the U.S. judge not to bid. So does that prove that Baikal is in fact Gazprom by another name?
No, it does not prove that they are the same company. Absolutely. You should ignore such kind of reports.
Nelly Sharoshkina is Moscow Bureau Chief of Energy Intelligence, an oil and gas industry publication. She says lots of Russian companies have legal addresses that are nowhere near their actual corporate headquarters. Baikal may indeed be owned by Gazprom, she says, and might also be a front for a different gas company, allied with the Kremlin, Sergon Neftegas, and it might even be a front for the Kremlin itself. But, she says, these specifics don't matter all that much. What's clear is that the Kremlin has quite specific plans for Yukos.
The final target is to take oil assets out of the hands of Yukos' former shareholders and to get it under the state control. Under the state control directly or indirectly.
Russia's economy relies heavily on oil revenues. The government's budget is based on the success of its oil sector. So, Sharoshkina says, once Mikhail Khodorkovsky, Yukos' chief executive, became a political adversary of Vladimir Putin, the Kremlin took steps to take Yukos away from him. This may or may not have been a good move politically, but several analysts told NPR it was a disastrous move for Russia's standing in the world economy. By enforcing its will, Sharoshkina says, the Kremlin has demonstrated disrespect for international business standards. Ed Donahue, a CPA in Cambridge, Massachusetts, lost about $50,000 yesterday when the value of his Yukos shares plummeted. That has soured him on the Russian economy.
I had thought that they were going to become an up-and-coming country, but it seems like they're not really ruled by law. So it just isn't an investment climate that I don't think I want to be in anymore.
Donahue plans to sell the rest of his shares in Russian companies and has decided not to invest in the country again until he sees dramatic changes. Adam Davidson, NPR News, Washington.